Welcome to the Unreserved Podcast. Yes, this is the Unreserved Podcast with Ayoluniyi, a topic-based show which links ideas about a variety of subjects like creativity, self-improvement, relationships, people, faith, leadership, empathy, etc., etc., to inspire and ultimately motivate you for change. Enjoy the ride. Hello, how are you? I hope you have been good. You see, we have been apart for quite a long time and I have missed you. How is everything with you? Well, I am so excited to be here. Like, it feels so great to be back. I have a gist for you, and I think I want to relay that towards the end of this episode. But with this excitement I'm feeling, I think I should tell you right now. Okay. The Unreserved Podcast is entering a new season, and the main highlight of it all is that the content of this podcast will henceforth be served, as in dished, in a different style, in a whole new format you are going to love. You bet. So before that entrance, I have a few things to say, and that's why I'm recording this episode, because I feel it's going to help you, as it could be something you are currently or have been constantly struggling with. So I will be talking about perfectionism. You know, when you see someone is a perfectionist, you are most likely referring to someone who isn't easily satisfied with anything imperfect. So you might, for example, help someone with something. Let's say it's that tidy a room, and you might feel, oh, I've done an impressive job. And then the person who you helped comes in and then disapproves your efforts and tidies the whole room again. This might make you feel very bad and quite unwilling to help the next time, yes? So, I have known myself to be a perfectionist for a long time. It's actually some kind of description I used to like for myself. I can't remember precisely how I came across that word, but I think it was a compliment I was really, really pleased about, because I just felt it captures who I am. And truth be told, I was not much enlightened about the idea of perfectionism. I only thought it was a description of people who are neat, organized, get that kind of thing, and who always want a touch of excellence in everything they do. Little did I know that I had the kind that is bad. I mean, I had the bad kind of perfectionism. I will explain that in a bit. So, what I'm about to share with you is something I feel you can relate to. Something I feel is going to be relatable. Like, some moment you feel like a genuine creator, like you can create something out of nothing, and then you begin to, you know, put things together, and then the next moment you feel like you are drowning in that pool of inspiration you were happily swimming in, to the extent that you feel like giving up altogether. It can be really crazy there. And this is one feeling I have cried myself to sleep over many times. Like, you started something, and you just want to be spot on, beat that standard, hit the nail right on its head. You just want to do better than good and excellently, but you are seemingly far away from it. So I remember when I started my blog, and then it felt I was born for it. But then suddenly I began to feel so ashamed of it for quite a number of reasons. I was afraid, I was just overthinking the whole thing. I was afraid of other people's judgment of the blog, like, it's not good enough, I should not put things out there, and blah blah blah. I felt like it's not even the right time for me to write or for me to start a thing. Like, who am I to even do this? And all those words we say to bring ourselves down. But one of the major reasons why I stopped blogging was because it looked far from perfect. So I stopped blogging that year. I never returned back to it because I have been too inconsistent for me to return back to it. So I really felt ashamed. And I think I have told that story one of these episodes. And now that I started podcasting and things are coming along so naturally, I'm beginning to feel that pattern of feeling. You might not fully understand what I'm trying to say. The thing is that I begin to itch for cover because I felt what I'm doing is not perfect enough. It's been a roller coaster. Sometimes I will just spring up happy about what I'm doing, and then I'll show up again, and then abandon again, and then feel motivated again, and then come back to my shell, and then go out again. It's just been that pattern, and I was having this sense that something is wrong. So I began to research and learn about the cause of my lack of motivation, and I found out that perfectionism is there. It's a reason why I retreat back into that comfort zone or just stand still. So I got a feedback sometimes, and it was a clear indication of how much problem perfectionism can be. Such an irony. Perfectionism being a problem. So, like, literally, it's the feedback was how the person was so impressed about what I have been doing and how they're finding my podcast helpful and how they really want to do something and how it's feeling like it's not the right time to start. You know, I was like, wow, so really people struggle with this too. And that's what perfectionism does. It isolates you. You become afraid of people. You become afraid of how they would see what you're doing. You become afraid of how they would see who you really are, and you just don't want to get close. The truth is that perfectionism has two sides. It can be either good or bad. So you are trying to do things, and then you begin to think, okay, when I do things perfectly, I am going to have a good reputation. There you are wrong. If you are doing things perfectly because you are worried about the perception of others, you're worried about how you'll be seen as imperfect, then that's problematic. That's the bad kind of perfectionism. I think the problem is actually not seeking perfection in things you do or making things perfect by improving on it. The problem is how we compete because of some strategic markers of success or relevance that we have put in place in our minds, that we have allowed people to put in place for us, so much that we become hypocritical about what we do, about our achievement, and hold back on things we have to do. See, it is good to have standards. It's good to strive for excellence. And in fact, that's the way we are wired. We are wired to desire excellence. But we must desire excellence from a place of openness, such that we can begin to treat failures, shortcomings as opportunities to learn rather than a sign of incompetence. Now, that's a good kind of perfectionism. When you strive to be excellent at something and then you fail, but you see it as an opportunity to learn. So, I won't say that I am totally out of the bad spectrum of perfectionism. I am a really hypocritical person. I can take on a project or something to do, and then the next day I will start asking myself questions, very weird questions like, why are you doing this? Are you even ready? And so on. But the thing is that we learn by doing, and I think that's exactly how to get out of perfectionism. That's how to manage it. That's how to paralyze it. When we decide that I'm not going to get stuck in this mind trap of, oh, this is how I'm made, this is the stuff I'm made of, and blah blah blah, we get off the hook of perfectionism. When you don't give excuses like, oh, I'm a perfectionist and that's how God made me, and then we refuse to get into the growth mindset and be intentional about our growth and be intentional about getting things done. Having a growth mindset is indeed a way to get out of this perfectionistic mindset. It's how we can paralyze it. When you are able to have a growth mindset, you are able to have a new set of beliefs that will enable you to stand firm when you take actions. When you get overwhelmed, it's going to those set of beliefs will make you show up and stay true even when things are frustrating. It will actually make you confront that perfectionistic self of yours that and say, oh, see, I know I am a perfectionist and I fear what people would say about this, but I'm not here for people pleasing. I am here to overcome. So when you do that, it becomes so easy not to use perfectionism as an excuse for not being consistent. So I don't know what you are trying to do or what you have been planning to do. I just feel this urge to talk about this, that you should step out today. I want to challenge you to step out today. Step away from isolation. You are good enough. Just think about the solution you could bring by doing that thing. Also, be open to criticism. Don't think you can get better at something instantly. Trust the process. And when you are open to criticism, you'll be able to see things that you need to work on. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. I just hope you get this, because I just feel I need to talk about this. I really need to talk about this, and I'm glad I have been able to talk about my experience and how I'm trying to get out of the bad spectrum of perfectionism myself. So stay true to the process. Trust God to help you through the process, and you see good things come out of it. I hope you have a great day, and I'll talk to you next time. If you enjoyed this podcast and you would like to drop a review, you can send a comment or a voice message depending on the platform you're listening from, or you could send a mail to theunreservedpodcast@gmail.com. You can also connect with me, Ayoluri, on social media. And don't forget to share this with your friends. I love you. Take care. Bye-bye.